Anyway, we were talking about the prophetic, refresh our memories on the different ways God speaks. That's the first element, kind of bring everything back together, and then we're going to expand on the interpretation. I think doing the tag team thing has worked last Sunday. We're going to do this again this Sunday. Kind of an interaction. So if you have input, maybe you can add them, but I'm going to let you start.
So how many were here last week? Okay, good. Most of you. Okay, awesome. It was good, wasn't it? It felt like there was some real momentum, and it felt like people were catching it. And I just want to tell you, first of all, Paul Gentilini, the guest that was with me, not this Paul, we pulled him up at the end of the service last week, prayed for him, got words for him. He wanted me to tell y'all that every single word spoke so clear to him, and it was so encouraging. So he wanted me to thank y'all. It was awesome. Appreciate some of you guys had stepped out for the first time, and it meant something. I mean, it really was powerful. So one of the things that we were touching on briefly, we were hitting, I just want to re-hit it real quick, and is that how important it is that we realize that God is not screaming at us most of the time. He's not talking with a real loud voice most of the time. Most of the time, it's these little things that we get, and they're very small sometimes, and it takes faith to believe that this is God speaking, but it is God speaking. And so we went through a lot of examples last week of how God is speaking to us, but it really does take faith to step out in it, because they're sometimes very, the way they things come, it could, you know, the enemy's real good about saying, oh, you're just making that up. That's not God. That's not God. And so, but the scripture says we prophesy according to our faith. So when we begin to recognize a lot of the ways that the Lord is speaking and can speak to us, and we begin to exercise, put weight on it, step out in it, and we see, man, God, this was really the Lord. And then we can have, our faith grows in it, and then we'll step out more and more. All these major prophets that we know of that are walking in incredible power, I've known a number of them and have been able to glean from them throughout my life. And one thing I can tell you is that, in my opinion, a lot of the revelation they are getting is not coming at higher revelation, but they've developed their faith, and they've developed that this stuff really is the Lord. So they step out on these little things, like you smell something. A smell hits you and you recognize it's not the Lord. Y'all remember this? Did I tell y'all the story about the shark?
Yeah.
I told you. Okay. So remember that story about the shark? I smelt a toy shark that I had as a child. But it was the Lord, and I recognized it. Even yesterday, I was walking through the house, and out of nowhere, I smelled Cheerwine. Y'all know the drink Cheerwine? Yeah, I know Josh knows it. I was like, Cheerwine, that's weird. I hadn't smelled, there's no reason for me to smell Cheerwine. There was no Cheerwine in the house. I hadn't drunk Cheerwine, and I don't know when. It's not like my go-to drink. But I'm smelling Cheerwine. All of a sudden, it's like, man, what's, you know. And so yesterday, me and my parents-in-law, we were having trouble finding where we were supposed to go out to eat. And we ended up being at this little Curry Beach diner, if you've ever been there. I sit down, and I look up, and staring me in the face is this Cheerwine clock. And it just kind of hit me. I'm like, it was just like, you don't see these things that often. And Cheerwine is not like Coke or Pepsi where it's everywhere. It's a very specific, it's not as big. And so I'm sitting there looking at that, and I'm like, Lord, what? And I'm like, and then I asked the waitress, I said, do you guys even carry Cheerwine? And she was like, yeah, we have it, which is odd, because a lot of, you know, restaurants don't carry that. And so I'm like, man. And then it just hits me. There was a purpose in that diner for us, and this was exactly where I was supposed to be at the right time, at the right moment. And the waitress there, it's sitting like a real dramatic story. I mean, the waitress there, we met her. Her name was Sarah. And I really felt like there was a relationship there that we were supposed to build with this lady. We just had a great time talking to her. I kept asking the Lord that he had something for her, and I never really felt like that was what was going on. But I felt like it was just our conversation that we're going to see her again, and there's a relationship that we're supposed to build. I felt like the Lord told me that we'll see her again, and this is one of these relationships that you're going to be able to feed into over time that's really going to make a difference. But that it was very important that we were there right there at that moment. somebody hearing this from the outside would think, yeah, right. You know, like, that's just way too far-fetched to really buy into that this was God directing your path because you got a whiff of some cheerwine at your house. But no, really, this is how the Lord speaks. He gives us these things, and we have to exercise our faith and believe God, and if we'll step out, we'll see God move in such a powerful way. So where we were going, and I'm not sure how to shift this or go, but we were looking at last week all these different ways. We talked about visions. We talked about internal visions, external visions, those little pictures in our mind's eye that we see that are so powerful. How many people last week had a word for Paul by seeing something, you know? And those things are powerful. And then we talked about, you know, we're starting to touch base on the five senses. You know, God will use everything in your body, every single thing. Your touch, your smell, your taste, what you see, your ears, your hearing. And I started the story that Marsha said, just don't do that. But when we were, remember the story where I was going there and I never went there? So I remember being out doing evangelism one time, and I was talking to these two girls that I was telling you about, and they were nice, but they weren't interested in what I was selling that day. And as I began to turn away from them, all of a sudden I felt this pain in my lower back. And I hadn't had pain in my lower back, and I didn't turn sharp or anything to cause it. And I knew, wow, I bet you this is a word of knowledge for one of these girls, that one of them is experiencing pain in their back. So I turned right back around as I was beginning to walk by. I said, wait a minute. I said, is one of you ladies experiencing pain? And I turned around and said, right here in the lower back. And the girl's like, I am. So I was like, well, you know, I said, the Lord just showed me that, and he wants to heal you. Well, guess what just happened? I got her attention big time. And so I was able to pray for her. And as I began to pray for her, I began to minister even further. And the Lord touched her back right there at the moment. And then that's when I jumped into the word about, you know, where I was praying for the other girl. And I saw a piano. Y'all remember that story? So, you know, these little things that we get sometimes, we think they're us and they're not. I can't tell you how many times I'm praying for somebody. All of a sudden I get a sharp pain in my head. Well, that's not me. When you're in ministry mode, you need to pay attention to your body because, you know, God will speak to you through it. Where you get a pain in your head, hey, excuse me, do you have a headache? Yeah, man, my head's been killing me all day. You know, I remember praying for a guy at church years ago where I started praying for him, and I immediately felt this pain in my head, and he ended up having a headache, and I prayed for it, and the headache left instantaneously. Lots of ways like that where you know, the Lord is will use our senses. I don't know if you guys have a...
Yeah, I'll be honest. When I first, like, was introduced to that whole thing about feeling something in your body, I was a little weirded out, right? I was like, what? Come on now. Lord's touching my body now. But it kind of goes back to what Travis was talking about. It's like God is speaking to us all the time, and it's the key to hearing God's voice is recognizing it, you know, and having the faith to believe that he actually speaks to his kids, that his kids actually can hear his voice. And that's really kind of what separates the people that are mature in their prophetic gifting from the immature, is that simple truth, is that they believe that John 10:4, my sheep, they know my voice. Because guess what? When you step out with these little things that we think are, you know, that we could just pass by in our thoughts throughout the day, they could be something so significant to completely change somebody's life. I remember, so I'm convinced about the about the, you know, the Lord speaking to you through your body. This actually happened a little bit ago. Some of you guys know me. I flip cars, right? Okay. And I meet some interesting characters when I go out and I buy a car. And Craigslist is, you know, lost in translation there. That's Swiss right here. No, but so I was going out in the middle of nowhere. I can't remember where. I think it was in Pender County somewhere. And like I was going to meet this guy at a restaurant, and we were going to take a look at his truck. It was, and so I'm sitting there in the parking lot, just hanging out, just waiting, you know, and just actually talking to the Lord about, Lord, is this a good deal? Should I go with this? You know, that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, I felt this sharp pain, like out of nowhere. I'm just sitting there. I'm not like stretching or doing it. This sharp pain right in the back of my neck. I could have completely just shrugged it off. I was like, man, I just must have pulled my neck or something. But, you know, as I've been walking with the Lord and trying to recognize his voice, I'm kind of like, it's like, did you guys talk about the burning bush principle kind of thing? Yeah, okay. It's kind of like the Moses thing. You guys remember these guys, hopefully you guys talked about it. When Moses saw the burning bush, he could have completely just like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know. But no, the Bible says he stopped and he turned aside. He took time to recognize, hey, there might be something here, you know. And that simple step is huge in the prophetic. It's huge. It sounds so simple, but it's like, I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. It is simple. God made it simple. He wants us to be in dialogue with him more than you want to be in dialogue with him. So I kind of turned aside. I was like, hey, Lord, that's weird. I didn't hurt my neck. Wasn't straining my neck. What's going on? And he said, the guy come in here. I kind of, you know, I didn't hear an audible voice. I just had this like thought just kind of pop in my mind. The guy who's coming has got a hurt neck. I was like, okay. All right. And then the enemy comes in and he's like, yeah, you're just making this up, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's this battle going on in the mind. This happens almost every time I get a prophetic word. It's just how it is. Because guess what? The enemy knows the power of the prophetic. That if you step out in faith, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, you will do damage to his kingdom. So this is huge. You guys have to recognize the voice of the enemy just as much as the voice of the Lord. Just like, in for this point of like, yeah, that's the enemy, that's not me, that's not the Lord, flush it, you know. And you guys know me, when we talked about the prophetic, I literally picture, this sounds weird, a toilet, and I just flush his words, because that's where they belong, you know. And so, okay, all right, I'm going to step out. God, I can trust you, you know. So the guy comes up. I go follow him too. We look at this truck. The truck's a piece of junk. I was like, okay, this is a no-go, whatever. And I can go. But I was like, okay, this might be really cool though, you know. So I asked the guy, I said, hey, man, you got anything going on with your neck? And I was like, yeah, man, I've got this pain. Like, I was in a car accident. Well, I got this constant pain in my neck, blah, blah, blah. I was like, awesome. Well, you know, the Lord, when we were just, I was just waiting for you. I wasn't weird about it. I was like, you know, while we were just waiting, you know, I'm a Christian. The Lord speaks to us. You know, we believe we can hear his voice. And he wants to heal your neck right now. And the guy's like, okay, yeah, you know. He's kind of a country bumpkin guy, you know. He's like, okay, yeah, you know. So I was like, well, hey, can I put my hand on your neck? I put my hand on his neck, and I just began to pray. And then all this stuff came up about the sonship and him being a son, how the Father loves him. And, like, man, the power of God just, like, whacked him. And, you know, a lot and like, he just kind of went, he just kind of, like, stepped back. He's like, whoa, you know. This was in, like, the middle of, like, Pender County. It's some junkyard-looking place, you know. But, like, and I was actually a little surprised, to be honest with you, because, you know, I'll pray for a lot of people a lot of times, and sometimes I'll feel something, but it's kind of rare for me to feel something and then that person to feel something, you know, because I felt the power of God, and I was like, man, yeah, and I was like, man, do you feel that? He's like, whoa, yeah, what was that, you know? And I was like, that's the Lord. He loves you. He's touching your neck right now. He's healing your neck. And he was just, like, blown away. He was like, man, this is awesome. He was like, man, I got this Bible on tape. I want to give it to you. I was like, no, man, you keep your Bible on tape. You listen to it. You're loved, man. Your Father loves you, you know. And so that simple little, like, pain in my neck that I could have completely disregarded and be like, oh, gosh, what did I do when I was driving? It was the Holy Spirit touching my body to be, hey, somebody is on my mind right now. And I want to touch him, and I want to love on him, and I want to destroy the works of the enemy in his life, you know? And I just, every time I think about that, I'm just like, man, it's such a privilege to be, like, part of that process, you know what I mean? To reconcile people to their loving Father and see, man, the enemy get his kingdom just demolished, you know what I mean, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, anyway, you guys want me?
Another way God speaks, and I'm going to make a little adjustment here. We tend to put hearing God in the box of ministry. I think we need to bust the box. It's an everyday life for us and for others. Yeah, but it's a normal living. It's outside of church. So one thing that happens to me quite often is I see somebody in the street, or I meet somebody and they remind me of somebody else. Have you had that happen to you? It's like, this person looks like so-and-so back in Switzerland. And we so oftentimes dismiss those. Like, that's kind of strange. I've learned to actually tap into what are you trying to say, God, about this person? And most oftentimes, if I ask, if I turn like the burning bush and I say, what is this, Lord? There's this constant flow of him saying, you remember that person? She was gifted in painting. Oh, that's true. So when we used to do ministry up there or at Morningstar, or when you talk to people, that's something I've picked up on. Okay, that person must be either gifted in painting. It's an identity card, you know, this is who they are. Or if they were dealing with a situation in their lives, such as loss of a job or healing in their body or something that connects them with something the Lord did for them, I would tap into this. I'm sure you guys have had it happen to you. And so don't dismiss that. Just, okay, what is it about that person you want to talk to me about? Because God, I mean, we wish God would just give us the list vocally of what he wants to do. But he's not interested in that. He's a creative being. He's always on the prowl to get us engaged into a connection. That if he were to give us a list, he would be, instead of becoming who he is to us, this father, this engaging relationship, he would become a drill sergeant, screaming orders into our ears instead of engaging us into a dialogue. And because he's so creative, he's going to use any mean possible to talk. The incredible part about this is when you look back at the person after you talk with them, you realize they don't look at all like the person I know of. You know what I mean? It's like, Aunt Cecile, do you? And she's like, you're crazy, man. She does not look like so-and-so. But I want to encourage you, you know, God is not a drill sergeant. And he's not a petty, passive-aggressive communicator. Well, he just says something, and if you don't hear it, he's like, I'm out. I'm not talking to you anymore. You know, he keeps talking. Oh, you don't hear it this way? We're going to use it another way. Because really, I want to engage you. Again, when you look at somebody, check this mental. Is this person reminding me of somebody else? A character in a movie, or in a book, or a song. Or when you look at somebody, you hear lyrics. Have you had that happen to you? These are all creative ways God uses to speak to you.
Yeah, I was at Lowe's a number of years ago, and I was returning something, and the lady in line, as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, same type of thing, I looked up at this lady, and she reminded me of someone I knew. And, you know, when you begin to recognize this, the more you do it, you know, we talked about that a little bit, as you begin to do this more and more, you begin to recognize that the fingerprint of God on stuff. And it becomes, it's not that you ever just arrive one day, but it does get easier recognizing things are God the more you step out and the more you do something. It's like, you want to be good at something, do it a lot. You want to be great at something, do it a lot. So I'm at Lowe's and I'm looking at this lady, and all of a sudden she reminds me of someone else, but there's something about it that's not natural. I don't even know how to explain that, but it's not natural. I think it's what happened to Elisha when Elijah was taken up. It says that the spirit of Elijah fell on Elisha, and when he crossed the Jordan, the school of the prophets there, they said, look, the spirit of Elijah is upon Elisha. I think sometimes that's the way the Lord does it. We'll look at people, and there's something about that person that there's a similarity that Marshall was talking about. And so when I looked at this lady, I saw her, and
what immediately came to me was the fact that the lady she reminded me of had adopted a child from Africa. And so, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's either accurate or it's not, you know. And so I went up to her and I said, ma'am, I said, are you thinking about adopting a child? And she was like, yes, why? And I said, well, I'm a Christian. And I said, I felt like the Lord spoke to me and wanted me to encourage you that you really were called to adopt a child, that it was going to make a huge difference in this child's life. And she starts crying. And she said, you know, last night, me and my husband were praying about whether or not it was God's will for us to adopt this child. So her reminding me of someone else was obviously God. But I could have so easily said, oh, that's just the natural. She just looks like her. You know, it wasn't the Lord. But because I recognized it, stepped out with it, now there's a child that's being raised by two Christian adults that might not have been had I not shared that. That's how powerful these little things can be if we will step out in it. And so we want to continue to develop these things and to put our faith in these things because this is the way God is speaking. So so moving on, I mean, so we have, you know, we got, you can feel stuff in your back. You can feel stuff in your body. You can hear things. We talked about the songs, you know, Marshall just mentioned that. We talked about that last week too, hearing songs, you know. God can give us internal hearing, external hearing, where you literally hear things. Marshall talked about literally hearing the voice of God speak to him. We talked about, you know, as we're talking about the five senses, you know, you can. We talked about smelling stuff. You know, you can smell. You know, like you're ministering to somebody and you start. You know, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but or either you guys, where you begin to smell like a foul odor that's like it's like sickness, you know, and you can smell it because there's a spiritual aspect to sickness, and when the Lord opens up that dimension, you can smell sometimes the enemy and how he's coming. I remember one time, this is my sister's story, but it's so good, I got to share it. She was leading prophetic teams for a conference at Morningstar, and there was one particular lady that had been started coming around, and she was always had this gut check, like, this lady is involved in witchcraft somehow. She didn't know it for sure, but she had this suspicion. And so she's trying to pray about it and not be overreacting and not try to reject somebody, but she was trying to figure out what she was feeling. Well, this particular day, they're doing prophetic teams in a conference. And if you've ever been in the conference setting at Morningstar, there's all these little, usually there's some type of cubicle or some type of thing dividing. And this particular day, they had probably, I don't know, maybe 20 teams going on. Okay, so it's a big room. They all had dividers, so you couldn't see the other people in the room. So while she's sitting there, they're trying to minister prophetically, and it was just struggling. Like they felt like there was like this wet blanket over their head, and they just weren't getting good revelation or anything. And so my sister just stopped, and she said, "Look, I really am feeling like the enemy's doing something, because every time she would pray, she kept smelling this wet dog smell. Okay, she smelled it, like she smelled this wet dog, and for my sister, it represented to her that witchcraft. Now, I don't know how she comes up with that, but that doesn't matter. It was her language with God, and it made sense to her. And so she said, listen, I keep smelling this. We're praying, we're struggling, and I keep smelling this wet dog. And so they decided to, when the last person left, before the next person came in to get ministered, they all grabbed hands, the people ministering, and they said, let's just bind witchcraft. So they said, all right, Father, in Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of witchcraft and we command it to leave this room. As soon as she did that, she couldn't see this person from sitting position, but when the person jumped up, this lady that she had been concerned about having been in witchcraft literally jumped up as soon as they bound the spirit of witchcraft and took off running out of the room. Right at the moment, they bind the spirit of witchcraft. Which to me, that's so powerful because one, she was truly getting discernment on this lady. Two, this lady, come to find out, was in there cursing the prophetic teams. She was sitting back in a corner cursing the prophetic teams while the ministry was going on, and it was actually hampering teams. when my sister smelled this wet dog. She smelled it. She acted on it. They bound the spirit of witchcraft, and this lady couldn't stand it no more. She took off running because that spirit got bound. That's powerful. I mean, that's powerful. It came because she smelled something.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, it's 12:30. What if we just have people come up who pick somebody? Yeah, and then, yeah. Okay, well, let's could maybe do both. Well, let's do it like this. Let's do this. Like, I think it would be good because it's always really good. This is a safe place to practice the prophetic. You know, we love the prophetic. We want to grow in the prophetic. There's grace to grow. There's, you know, sometimes we make mistakes in the prophetic. And just like anything else, sometimes you learn the most from your mistakes and your successes, okay? So, but we also learn from our successes, too. We want to be successful. but, like, anybody here, like, want to get some prophetic words? Raise your hand real quick. I'm gonna, first hand I see. All right, Mary Kerr, come on. You got the word. How about you pray over both of them? What? Do you want to pray over both of them? It's okay. Yeah, let's go for it. Amen. That's good.
Josh, while they were praying for you, I saw you like this. I saw you driving this humongous, like it's, you don't even see this on any type of job site except for huge commercial grade job sites, but driving this huge dump truck, and you were having a blast, and you had these huge, I mean, there's this huge, I mean, I can't, the tires were big. I don't know if y'all have ever seen them real super commercial dump trucks. They're massive. And I really feel like the Lord is, you know, you've learned how to drive one of those trucks in the sense that God is going to use you to help take people and bring them from the debris of their past and to be able to dump it in the landfill where it belongs. So you're going to be able to help take people who are struggling in their problems and having major issues that they've just the wreckage of life, and you're going to be able to collect that stuff and help get them to get that stuff out of their life and where it goes, which is in the landfill, in the garbage pile where it belongs. So God's not – all the stuff you've been through, God, that's a part of your God's plan. He is going to use that to set people free. None of our stuff that we go through gets wasted with God. And I just want to encourage you that this is not like a little thing. God's going to allow you to really set people free. So.
And Ashley, during worship, I saw an eagle fly, and the Lord said the eagle is going to fly today. And I don't know where you guys are as a church, because I haven't been here in how many years? Long time. But anyhow, so I felt like I had actually a word for the church. It was really cool because I was getting all kinds of stuff during worship. So it was actually an encouraging word. I saw the ceiling, and I saw the Lord actually put an X on the ceiling. And he said, X marks the spot, a circle and a dot, and then I'm here. And I don't know what's going on with you guys, but it's almost like the beginning of something new. And I saw the Lord pruning. So maybe you've been through a pruning season, but it's because you're about to blossom. And so if you've been in a time of feeling like you're being pulled back and cut back and it's hurtful and it's painful, it's only because the Lord's about to expand and blossom you in a way that you haven't been before. So huge blossoming and expansion is coming. And the Lord is here. I mean, it's powerful. I haven't been here in forever. And I'm like, as soon as I walked in, I thought I was going to explode. His presence is absolutely amazing. There was one other thing too. Oh, I saw like a you've been in a cocoon almost, like maybe a dark place where you can't see, and I saw these wings of a butterfly, and so you've been like maybe in this place of maybe darkness. It's not the enemy. It was the Lord, because you're about to be transformed into something beautiful and brand new that's even more extravagant than what you were before. So I just want to encourage you guys. It's really amazing what the Lord's doing here.
That's good. That's a good word. That's right on, because actually when we did the kickoff, what was that, like 4 weeks ago or something? Like I heard, I mean, clear as day, like watch the increase. I just felt like because we were honoring a calling on our body. We're giving precedence to it. Not that we weren't before, but it's like the right timing again. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the Lord is like, it's just watch for the increase of this. You know, and I encourage you guys, like, there's like the grace right now just to hear his voice and new ways. Some of you guys have been walking the prophetic for a long time. I feel like the Lord's going to be spicing up your dialogue. And like, and people of you guys that this is brand new and you're just like, this is kind of weird or whatever. Like, I really feel like the Lord's going to be just speaking to you in your times with him, or you just at work doing the mundane and you're going to see the burning bush kind of thing, you know, and not literally the burning bush, but you know what I'm saying? That turning aside, okay, God, that was kind of weird. That's a weird coincidence. What are you trying to say here? And there's just going to be this grace for dialogue with the Father. And so, yeah, I encourage you guys. Great word, man. Yeah. Thanks, Karen. That was awesome. Go ahead, Lindsay. That's awesome. Yeah, God uses us where we're planted. You know what I mean? And not just church. I mean, we got to get away from this. There has to be a paradigm shift with the prophetic, because prophetic is relationship 101. It's dialogue with the Father. And wherever he plants us, he's always speaking to us, because guess what? He's got all of our coworkers, all of our family members, all of our neighbors, all of our friends. He is thinking about those people, and he is looking. He is actively looking for somebody to use to reach out, you know. And that's why we're still here on this earth. Otherwise we'd be up in heaven. I mean, we are still here because we've got a mission, right, of reconciling this world to a loving Father, you know. So yeah, that's awesome. I mean, sometimes we like get hung up on like, oh, we got these crazy stories, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like just the simplest thing. This happens to all of you in here right now. I encourage you, if this happens to you this week, listen to his voice. Somebody is going to pop up in your mind randomly in this week. Somebody's going to pop up in your thoughts. And you're like, oh, that's weird. I haven't thought about that guy. I don't know what's going on. That is his voice. He's speaking to you, and he's giving you, hey, I'm thinking about this person. Reach out, talk to this person, call them up. Man, that happens to has that ever happened to anybody before? Like, wow, I haven't thought of that guy in like forever, you know? That is Holy Spirit wanting. That's simple, but we brush it off so much. It's like, I remember those times with that guy. Yeah, he was cool. And then you just kind of brush it off. But no, it's the Lord saying, hey, I want to touch this. This person is on my mind. I want to use you to love on that person.
That's what the enemy does. You know, anytime the word is sown, the enemy comes to steal it. You know, God says, tells Adam and Eve something, the enemy comes, did God say? So the enemy's always going to do that. That's always going to be I've been doing this for 24, I've been doing it a long time. I still, when I get a word, the enemy comes and he says, oh, that ain't God. That ain't God. You're just making this stuff up. And you know what? Sometimes I listen to that voice. But we have got to learn to reject that voice and to step out. It's called judging a word before you give it. You're judging a word before you give it, and we don't want to do that, because you'll miss out on what God has for you. But it was Travis, right? Yeah, we met you earlier today. I just felt like the Lord showed me that you. I just felt like the Lord wants you to know how significant you are, and I felt like that the enemy sometimes would tell you you're not significant. Significant, and maybe try to make you feel insignificant. But what I saw was you were climbing to a higher place to see Jesus. And what's happened is that the Lord, it has gotten the Lord's attention, and he's about to come to your house in a major way. He's about to come to your house. He's not just coming to you. He's coming to your house. And he's about to do a major shift in your whole household. And the Lord wants you to know that you have climbed to a higher place. He has seen your desire to see the Lord. And in that place of wanting to see the Lord, he's coming to your house. It's totally changed the Lord's direction. Like, he is coming. He is like, you are in his sights, and he is coming to you, and he is coming to your house. And it's going to shift everything that's been going on in your life, even your business, even how life has been running. It's going to shift everything. And it's a brand new kingdom way. It's like the Lord is, the kingdom is being,
is going to begin to operate on a whole nother level in your life and in your business and in everything that you do. And I don't know you that way. Do you play drums? No. I saw a what's that guy's name? I just felt like I saw you. There's this guy named Zorro. He plays drums, and but he's been really given a platform due to his ability to play drums. And a lot of times, and see, this is just a good learning thing. I know we're way past, but a lot of times when you're getting stuff prophetically for people, you'll see things, and you don't know if it's natural or spiritual. And that is still, for me, the hardest thing in doing this. Is this a literal thing, or is this a symbolic thing? But a lot of times in drums, there's something about the timing of God and learning how to hear the timing of God. And I just felt like this guy's timing was so incredible that it opened up doors. And I just felt like in playing the drums, that there is something about you being able to hear the timing of God, to keep things right in the timing. You know, I think it was the Zadok priest, I believe it was that, no, the Issachar, sons of Issachar, they always knew the timing of the Lord. And I just feel like there's something about that, about you being in time with what the Lord's doing.
All right, again, we're going to keep doing this. And next Sunday, being church at the table, we want to hear from you. So go out this week, experience and experiment with how the Lord speaks to you, your successes and failures. We're going to hear about it next Sunday. But yeah, this is a ongoing process. We're going to keep going and digging and chipping at until it becomes so natural that we're known to be His sheep, hearing His voice. All right? Lord, we ask for a great time of hearing for us. We ask You to touch our ears and our senses and our spirit man to hear You this week. Lord, continue this training with us in our personal lives, in our job situation, in our family, in everywhere we go. We ask that You would keep pressing Your words for ourselves and for others. In Jesus' name, amen.